Very disappointing news, and there's very real concern now, and in fact it's impossible at this stage that the 2020 deadline for all homes to have internet across the country under the National Broadband Plan will be met. At this stage, it looks like it would be a more realistic outcome if it were to happen that the tender would be agreed and contract signed by that date. And that is really just unacceptable situation for counties such as our own to find ourselves in, with so many premises, both residential and business, depending on the National Broadband Plan rollout to be able to get internet. And the government really has terribly mishandled this situation, and it's impeding our economic development in County Donegal and in other rural areas as a result of that. A process that started off with three bidders, which included AIR, and then a consortium of Vodafone ESB and also eNet with SSE. Those three were the initial bidders, but the government decision to reduce the overall number from 840,000 premises by allowing the cherry-picking of 300,000 meant that two of those bidders withdrew, and that has led us in a situation now today where there's a big question mark over the actual broadband plan proceeding at all.
Is it your fear then that this or a subsequent government may have to throw its hat at it and say, effectively, we can't do this and these homes must fend for themselves?
Well, I think there needs to be a bit of honesty from the government with regard to where things are at currently. Fianna Fáil brought a private member's motion to the Dáil a few months ago which called for a review of the broadband plan process to actually assess, independently assess where it's at, and the viability of a proceeding now that there's actually only the one bidder. And the government haven't done that review yet. And I think it is important that there is a thorough examination of the process and the viability of the existing plan. But bottom line is there has to be a method agreed by which we actually see broadband brought to all homes and premises. Our own county is particularly affected by this because we're so rural, and so many are awaiting this broadband plan in order to receive internet. And the government needs to get their act together now at this stage and find a way of retrieving what they've allowed to become a very bad situation.
Minister Dennis Nocton and his junior minister Sean Kine very much expressing confidence, very much saying it's all systems go as far as they're concerned. Do they have their heads in the sand?
I think they very much do, and we've been hearing that for a number of years from them now. And we have to remember that their commitment and promise was that all homes would have broadband by 2020, and that is clearly not going to be achieved. So, I mean, their commitments and their constant assurances in this have amounted to nothing so far. And it is now time, really, that they do front up and review where they're at and try and ensure that there is a plan put in place that would see broadband actually delivered to homes, because we're very much in homes and premises are struggling to manage without it while the government have dilly-dallied on this issue.